Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's another new season of Lunchtime Classics here at Classical 90.5, and we're very pleased to welcome our next two guests for this performance. And we'll learn more about them into the program. But first, let me introduce with their first piece, trumpeter Michael Tunnell and piano Mimi Tunnell, as they begin the concert with Tommaso Albinoni's Concerto in D minor.
Thank you.
We're live in the studios here at Classical 90.5 in downtown Louisville as we're enjoying Michael Tunnell trumpet and Mimi Tunnell piano. And they opened the concert with Albinoni and the Allegro e non presto movement from the Concerto in D minor by Albinoni. Michael Tunnell has been a professor of trumpet at the University of Louisville School of Music since 1988. He performs with the Louisville Brass. He conducts the trumpet ensemble. He has been awarded the Distinguished Teaching Award in 2003. He also is principal trumpet with the Louisville Bach Society and acts as an auxiliary trumpet with the Louisville Orchestra. I suppose whenever they do some Mahler or something like that, they call you in, right? But Michael, welcome. It's good to have you here, and you can use that microphone to talk. But and Mimi, it's good to have you here as well.
Thank you.
We've got some special pieces coming up, including the next one by Christopher T. White. Now, we have the composer in-house, don't we?
We sure do, yep.
Should we ask him up?
Please, I think he'd like that.
All right, Christopher White, please come up. All right, Mr. White, tell us about your piece, and Michael, you can expound on what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad to be able to say a few things to the listeners about the next piece, Trump. I composed Trump in 1997 for Michael and Mimi Tunnell in homage to their brilliance, technical and interpretive brilliance as performers of contemporary music. I hoped that by titling it Trump that I conveyed something to the listener right away, something short and incisive, something gamely, something precise, something possibly withheld like a trump and then delivered to peremptory effect. It is a single movement piece, and the character of the trumpet part is of the more or less the traditional voluntary or fanfare or morning reveille. The trumpet begins with this virtuosic leap upward, cutting out this big pitch band that it's going to fill in then over the rest of the piece. The piano part is more impressionistic. It is more like a maelstrom of shooting stars and pulsars, zipping and spinning and coursing about the trumpet part, filling in the pitch space around it, warping things, commenting on the trumpet part, heralding, reacting to the trumpet part. It is a single movement piece. There will be two strong cadences that help you to know where you are at the piece. It breaks it into three parts. And at the very end of the piece, there is this exhausted quote of a Beethoven, famous Beethoven trumpet line. And that more or less trumps the whole piece in its forward progress and brings it to a close. For this performance, Michael is choosing to perform it on a cornet.
Yep, E-flat cornet. Yep. And we first played this in 1997 at a music club event. And I intended to revisit it well ahead of now, and but we are revisiting it now, and I hope we can keep it in our repertoire because it is, I think it's a great addition to the repertoire. Yeah, bravo to Christopher. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Christopher T. White and Michael and Mimi. As our next program, our next piece on the program is Trump from 1997 by Christopher T. White here on Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. Live in the studios here at Classical 90.5, we heard Michael Tunnell on cornet and Mimi Tunnell at our Steinway performing Trump by Christopher T. White, who's in the studio with us today. And happy 10th birthday to that composition. We'll be talking to Mr. Tunnell in just a few moments after we hear the next couple of pieces. But the next piece we'll hear on today's Lunchtime Classics is by James Curnow. It's called Concert Piece. And Michael, is there anything you'd like to say about this work?
This actually has its origins in the brass band movement in the United States. Jim is a well-known composer of band music. He actually is a friend of mine and was on the faculty with me at the University of Illinois when I taught there years ago as an assistant band director. And this piece was written for the wonderful virtuoso trumpeter of the New York Philharmonic, Phil Smith.
Well, let's now enjoy Michael Tunnell and Mimi Tunnell performing Concert Piece by James Curnow. Thank you. Michael Tunnell, trumpet, with Mimi Tunnell, piano, performing the concert piece by James Curnow. And before we get to know them a little better, one more piece before our midpoint break. And I'm told that the composer's name originally, from around 1000, the year 1000, is Vipo, although you could say Wipo or Weepo. But I sang in a Catholic church for over 10 years as a soloist, Michael, so you're saying that I probably sang this at some point during my career there.
Yeah, probably around Easter time. This is a very familiar hymn tune, I bet, to a lot of you. And it's confusing the way I've listed it visually on the program. Pat Harbison, a dear friend of ours, set this to harmonic language around 1990, and in commemoration and in memory, really, to Leon Rapier, who is our trumpet teacher. Both Pat and I studied with Mr. Rapier.
And for this piece, you'll be performing on a flugelhorn?
This is a flugelhorn,
okay.
Yep.
I kind of knew that. All right, well, let's hear this arrangement by Pat Harbison of the Victime Paschali Laudes with Michael Tunnell, flugelhorn. You're right, that was very familiar.
You had sung it.
I had sung it many times. Well, let's take a moment before we get to the next half of the program to say hello to Mr. Tunnell. Michael Tunnell, you have been in Louisville as a trumpeter in demand for quite some time at the University of Louisville since 1988. You're a very busy man, aren't you?
Well, yes. My job at the University of Louisville keeps me very much, I was going to say out of trouble, but it really, it keeps me very busy. I have wonderful students there, as I think all areas of the school exhibit, and I just am continually renewed, and I think my students keep me young.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, you were also able to recently go to Caracas, recently for a performance? Did you went
I've been to Venezuela numerous times and participated there in the very famous youth orchestra movement there, which I bet many of you know about. It's probably one of the most exciting things happening in music today. It's a system of youth orchestras that now include adult orchestras, which 20 years ago were youth orchestras, and they're incredibly, wonderfully gifted professional orchestras, which rival any in the world. And I was able to go down several years ago and perform Hummel Concerto with the Simon Bolivar Orchestra, and that group is in fact a part of that youth orchestra system, although it's completely a professional adult orchestra. So I've been there many times. Yeah. Most recently I've gone to Germany with a student quintet from U of L, and while we were there participated in a wonderful festival in Bavaria near Hof, Germany, and that group was named Cardinal Brass Quintet, and that was one of the real highlights of my entire year. That was just a great experience, I think, for all of us.
Well, for being a teacher and being involved with so many ensembles, how often do you get to explore the solo trumpet or trumpet piano repertoire?
Well, the nice thing about my job is that I have a lot of freedom. And one of my missions in my musical life is to explore new music. And I can really say that's a tremendous passion. We've had incredibly gifted composers like Christopher T. White write for us, and we've recorded a number of works, and I'm still continuing to do that. And I'm also pursuing a good bit now of old music, which is also a passion of mine, and performing on this instrument that I hold right now, which is named Corno da Caccia, which is a little confusing because that's actually a name that composers 200, 250 years ago gave to the horn. That is another name for horn. This instrument would probably more be described as a piccolo horn, in other words, a little horn. And it's probably designed more to be played by trumpeters than horn players, because it does explore upper register of the horn. And a lot of the Baroque repertoire that horn players have has largely been unplayed for a lot of years. I mean, there are wonderful players out there, don't get me wrong, but they're not as familiar a repertoire as classic and onward, classical period onward for the solo horn.
Would that be something that Haydn wrote for in his symphonies? I know a lot of his symphonies have
I think horn Haydn used the term corno da caccia. Again, that term describes a natural horn period. Horn of the chase, horn of the hunt. The players coming out of Bavaria particularly were gifted, and we're discovering with our research into this music that a lot of them also played trumpet. Now, whether they were principally trumpet players and also played the horn, I'm not sure which came first, but we're discovering this. So that kind of reinforces my thought that that I should tackle some of this repertoire. And my colleague, the horn colleague at U of L, Bruce Heim, and I together have researched a lot of this, and in fact we're doing a lot of duo repertoire. And I will say most of the repertoire for the Baroque horn is for two horns, but there is a large library also for solo horn.
Are you teaching someone to accompany you for the the second horn part?
Well, Bruce is doing that.
Okay,
and he also, our Bach Society here in town, purchased another horn of this make. And he and I together are kind of exploring this new territory. This instrument is fairly commonplace with trumpet players in Germany. But you just don't see this instrument elsewhere in the world that often. Mm-hmm. I think there are a couple of guys in Boston that play it. And other than that, Louisville now is kind of a center for it, probably because we're doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, I'm anxious to hear what it sounds like. You're going to be playing some selections from a concerto in E-flat major by Christoph Förster, who's a Baroque period composer.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
I look forward to that. Are you doing the one movement or more than one?
We're doing two movements, the first two movements of this concerto, and then we'll perform a first movement of a work by Ruhlig. And both of these come out of that Bavaria area in Germany, and which actually stretches over toward Prague, now Czechoslovakia. And there's a composer in that area, Knechtel, which we have also explored quite a bit. And we're also doing editions of this music. We're discovering that a lot of the existing editions are maybe not as true to the manuscript as we think they ought to be. So my colleague Jack Ashworth and also Bruce Heim, principally those folks have really helped me, and we have one edition that is already published.
Excellent. Well, let's hear now the work by Förster. Are you going to do the Förster and the Rolling as a set? Or
yeah, right, we can do
okay.
that. Or if you feel like you want to say something,
oh,
jump
no.
up there.
No, I've talked enough. Once again, here's Michael Tunnell, this time with the Corno di Caccia, and again, Mimi Tunnell, piano. We're live at the performance studio at Classical 90.5 in downtown Louisville, where we just heard Michael Tunnell on the Corno di Caccia and Mimi Tunnell on the Steinway piano performing works by Christoph Förster and a man with the last name of Rillig. And I know that we have some of these composers, or both these composers in our library, Michael, but they're horn pieces. Is that why we don't hear too much from them? Did they just write for horn, or
these probably were both horn players that wrote this music for them, either for themselves or for their students. That may very well be
absolutely beautiful, and especially the last movement looked difficult to perform. So I'm sure not many recordings happen when a lot of performers may not be able to perform them.
Well, especially on the horn, it's very, very high register for horn players.
And we have one more work on the program today, Michael, but first I wanted to point out that you've brought along a lot of instruments with you, and just about every piece that we've played, that we've heard today, you've pulled out a new horn or trumpet of some type. Out of the trumpet family and what you have here, how many instruments in all do you own?
Maybe 15 or so. I don't know. I guess I do have an inventory someplace, but my insurance.
But and
about 15.
Mimi, do you collect pianos?
only have one.
Only one. Well, there's a discrepancy there. Well, we're going to hear one last work by Herbert L. Clark called My Lady Dreams.
Yeah, this is actually an encore piece that he wrote. He wrote many, actually. And he's very famous for the theme and variation style, the debutante, a scat of pieces of that type or genre. And this is very different. This is gentler and more lyrical and... his idea of an encore piece was this type of lyricism. So
I'm looking forward to hearing it. Once again, Michael Tunnell, trumpet, and Mimi Tunnell, piano, performing My Lady Dreams by Herbert L. Clark.
Thank you.
Reminded me of Victor Herbert there, Herbert L. Clark, My Lady Dreams. Michael Tunnell, trumpeter, and cornetist, flugelhornist, corno da cacciist. And Mimi Tunnell, piano, joining us today. Thank you so much for being here. Michael, you've got you just recently had a recital at U of L, but you've got something coming up in February, yes?
Yes, Tuesday evening, February 12th, I think at 7 or 7:30, a recital at St. Francis of Assisi Church. We're going to do a lot of repertoire for Corno da Caccia. We have recorded two pieces so far for a CD album, and we're going to do a lot more on that recital. It'll totally be a music for Corno da Caccia.
Great. Well, please send us the information. We'll put it on our events page on our website.
Absolutely.
And also for our complete, as of now, complete schedule of Lunchtime Classics performances, go to our website, wuol.org, click on Lunchtime Classics there on the left-hand part of your screen, and that'll give you what's up to date as of now. It has now through early 2008, so we've got a busy season ahead for us. Once again, thanks to our artists. Thanks to Andrew High, who was our audio engineer today. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for coming.